والدين محدثتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ما هذه الدرجة؟ There are so many verses in the Quran which was a front break نقطة تحول which you know converted the line of the lives of so many good people.
Break points.
Some of them, he was a disbeliever, when he heard this verse, it was a break point for all his life. One of this life is a verse in Surah Al-Hadid, يقول الله تعالى أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ فَيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمْ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
So this verse has been taught at the meaning of which is has the time not arrived for the believers to fear Allah or to fear the or to fear from the remembrance of Allah? We have and what has been revealed from the truth. So isn't it time for believers to have fear of Allah from, because of the isn't it time for the believers, or has not the time arrived for the believers to for their hearts to become have fear from the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed from the truth, and they do not become like those who have been given the book from before, and they waited a long time before they had that fear from the remembrance of Allah, and
their hearts were hardened.
And many of them were transgressors. Have knowledge, O you all, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the earth and bring life to it after it has died. We have explained or clarified to you all our signs so that you will think.
كما أنه قادر على أن يحيي الأرض بعد موتها، فذلك قادر على أن يحيي القلوب إذا ماتت ويلينها إذا قست.
The Sheikh is saying, look at the verse. Allah subhanahu in the verse says that He has the ability to revive the earth after its death, and likewise He has the ability to revive the heart after it has become hardened.
الموعظة مثل الصقر لا تقع إلا على صيد حي، كذلك آيات القرآن لا ينتفع بها إلا القلب الحي.
Preaching or the admonishments does not affect the heart, or the admonishment is like a hawk, in that the hawk only attacks or only goes after or is only claims something alive. Likewise, the
hawk. The hawk?
Yeah, the hawk. Likewise, the likewise, remembrance does not affect except for the live heart, the heart that is alive.
This verse was هذه الآية كانت سبب توبة الفضيل ابن عياض. هذه الآية كانت this verse was the cause of the repentance of الفضيل ابن عياض, one of the great servants of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, because before he was loving a girl and he had an appointment with her at night, and because when he was climbing to her, he heard somebody reversing, reading this verse. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَذَا الْكَمْ هَذَا الْتَعْمِ كَمْ for the believers أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. Then he retreated and cried saying بلى والله قد آن.
So when he was trying to, he's going to have a, he has a date, he's going to see this girl at nighttime, and he was climbing the ladder, the steps to go, and he heard this verse, and he said, so Allah's asking in the verse, hasn't the time come for the believers, for the hearts of the believers to become afraid of the remembrance of Allah? Huh? So therefore, when he heard that, he immediately said, now it's time.
Yes. And he was a thief. You see, he was a highwayman. And while he retreated, he heard some people whispering to each other, if you take care this way, and Fadil ibn Ayyad used to attack the people this way, don't go through this way. Then he heard this warning and said, Allahu, a word of grief. You see, at night I'm going on the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the people are calling for me, oh my Lord, I repented to you, and I will make my repentance to stay for a long in your house in Bayt al-Haram in Mecca. This verse was a freak point in all his life. The our talk today, inshallah, is going around this meaning of it's going around the tarkir, reminding the believers of such verses or such meaning, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said فَذَكِّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى. Remind, if reminding is useful. In another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified who are the people who make use of the preaching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verse فَذَكِّرْ فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Remind or preach, because preaching is useful for the believers. For those who make use of the preaching are, the believers. In another verse, Allah said, فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد. Preach by the Quran those who fear from my threatening.
Further punishment.
Yes. So many people are guided to the way of Islam, you see, but they do not go on, they don't complete, they may deteriorate, their faith deteriorates. There are so many factors, the media, the devil, the sins, and so many things. Through time his iman deteriorates, weakens, you see, and therefore we have to have a stop for the treatment of this very hard disease. The most precious thing for a mu'min is his religion. You see, and the disaster in religion or any injury for your iman, for your religion, is a very big, calamity, which cannot be treated except by, repenting and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to make your day is better than yesterday, and to make tomorrow better than today. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in his supplication, ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا.
And oh Allah, it was meant to say, oh Allah, do not make our calamity befall or occur in our religion.
ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا. Any injury or any calamity in dunya can be separated. If you lose some money, you can tarib al-hum,
you can make up for it.
You see, if you lose money, you can get money afterwards. If you lose some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you another. If you lose the health at some time, if you have a disease, the health will come. But if if you lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you lost everything. If you win Allah, you have won everything in this world. Because Allah, when Allah is with you, nobody can be against you. You see, you are the most rich man in this world. You are the most strong man, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping you. So the Prophet used to pray, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينَا. Don't make our calamity in our religion, in our deen. Because in dunya, it can be treated. But the injury in deen is a very big, calamity. And in another supplication for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, اللهم أصلح لي ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري.
اللهم
أصلح لي ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري.
Straighten or purify or make correct my religion,
which is the triple column, you see?
Yeah, which is like the backbone. Which is the backbone of my matter. So which is the religion, the backbone of the Prophet's matter.
Yeah. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he made travel to one of his companions, he used to say, "Astawda Allah rilak wa amanatak wa khawatim amalik."
Astawda
means I ask Allah to keep your dilak, religion, wa amanatak, your honesty, wa khawatim amalik, and the conclusion of your deeds. You know, because the deeds are considered by the conclusion. If a man fast a very long, hot day, and before Maghrib, a few minutes, he breakfast, then all this day is nullified. If he prays a very long prayer, and before he says Assalamu Alaikum, his ablution has come. So all the prayer is, you know, is finished. You see, and therefore, if a man lives a very long time worshipping Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and in the conclusion of his life, he deviated from this road, all the past things will be nullified also. See? So the Prophet said, "Innamal a'malu bil khawatim." Deeds are considered by the conclusion, according to the conclusion. You see? Even the believers also used to pray, as mentioned in the Quran, "Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi adh-dhalimin." Oh Allah, don't enable the Zalimeen, injurious or unjust people, or tyrant people, to fitna, to deviate us from our deen. And after, you know, they asked the health of their deen, they asked the health of their dunya afterwards. But first, they mentioned the most important, keep our deen, don't make the believers deviate us from our deen, the disbelievers suffer from our deen. And when the jinn of rahmatik and the qawm of kafirin, afterwards they ask it, you know, the goodness of their lives, but after deen.
Do you want to mention that point? If you don't want to mention a point, then immediately raise your hand to Shaykh Aran or something. Okay, so the Muslims, they're making dua to Allah. So first they said, "Oh Allah, do not allow the disbelievers to cause turmoil for us, to mess us up, which messing us up makes us remove ourselves from the religion, okay, choose up our religion." And then they make a dua, they made a dua, dua thaniya,
when the jinn of rahmatik and the qawm of kafirin.
And then, "Oh Allah, save us or protect us or let us be successful from them, so they don't harm us." So first they ask Allah to protect their religion, then they ask Allah to protect their physical bodies. So the Shaykh said they're what? They're first always asking, the concern is for the religion and then for the material things.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the advice of Allah, or the will of Allah, the command of Allah for the first nations and for the last nation, you see, for all the mankind was اتقوا الله. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنْ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ.
The Shaykh said that the advice advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the previous nations as well as the latter nations, the later nations, was for those nations to have fear of the law by doing what was commanded and doing what was prohibited. And then the Shaykh quoted the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in it, that we have advised, and we have advised those people who have been given the book,
and you all,
that you all fear Allah by doing what's commanded and believing what's been prohibited.
Yes. Every man is commanded to make taqwa Allah. Even the Prophet was commanded by Allah, "Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu taqillah." Oh, Prophet, fear Allah. and the believers, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. All mankind, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. For all mankind, for the believers, for the prophets, they all were commanded to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the matter is not to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the matter is to continue to the last moment of your life.
The Shaykh meant that the matter is not only supposed to be from Allah, but there's more to it than that.
The condition for this taqwa, to make use of it, is to keep it and fix for this way for the last moment. It's not the matter that you have put your feet on the beginning of the road and walk some steps in it, but the matter is to be fixed to it forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
For you who believe, fear Allah by doing what's been commanded and leaving with what's been prohibited.
وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ.
And do not die except in a state of Islam. Do not die except as Muslims.
We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only who...
Brothers, if you are concerned about coffee, your hearts are going to be on the coffee. You're not going to miss this. Sheikh Muhammad has come many miles, and you only will hear these types of talks only from a person like Sheikh Muhammad.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ and hit وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. He first commanded by taqwa, fear of Allah, and the second is وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, يعني أنتم لازموا to keep or continue in this taqwa until death. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. The question is, we believe that our heart is in the heart of in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, our heart is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only who guides us, you see, and mislead who wants to mislead, you see. Then here is a question, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us don't die except in Islam, and at the same time we don't our hearts? The answer is, this is a command for us to follow the courses which lead to fixation of Iman. Then our question in this lecture, inshallah, is what are these courses? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-karama lah tarhima, kalima yafad al-karama.
Miraculous events.
Miraculous
things that happen out of the ordinary.
Yes. You know, some people believe that if he becomes, a good servant of Allah, he should have some miraculous, events. You see, like anything which is not, normal. This is called in Arabic al-karama. The best karama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a man, is to keep him straight on his back, not to fly in air, not to walk on water, not to have so and so, but the greatest karama, is to fix you on his road until the end. And before the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All these commands are directing them to keep this way, to keep patient on it, until the end. The believers used to pray to Allah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Oh Allah, don't turn our hearts away from Iman after you have guided us to Iman. And therefore, one of the scholars or the good men was asked, "Do the heart, can the heart do, frustration? Do a heart, or can a heart do frustration?
Sujood. Can the heart do sujood?
Sujood. Yes. Yasjud al-qalb. Then he answered, "Yes, the heart yasjud sajda. After which he never raises his head. This means the submission of Allah. When your heart makes sujood, it's not like your body. Your body sometimes you make sujood and sometimes you are in another position. But the heart, when you have become a Muslim, should keep the case of sujood until death. This means to be, to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are two words, al-istiqama wa-thabat ala al-istiqama. Istiqama, straightforwardness. Wa-thabat ala al-istiqama, to fix or to stay, to continue until the end. And here, al-khatima, the conclusion of your life. Two things, two conditions. You see, like the Prophet said, on the seven people who will be in the shade of his throne in the day of judgment, you see, one of them is a رَجُلَانِ تَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ إِلْسَمَ عَلَيْهِ وَافْتَرَقَ عَلَيْهِ. تَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ, they loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, this was the only purpose to gather, to love each other, the sake of Allah. وَافْتَرَقَ عَلَيْهِ, the condition to have a benefit from this worship is to continue until you differ by death or by traveling or anything else, you see. Then in the taqwa, al-istiqama is composed of two compartments. Al-taqwa wa mulazamat al-taqwa, to feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have taqwa and to keep taqwa, you see. Then taqwa plus fixation and taqwa equals, an istiqama, to be straight forward, you see. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اتَّقَامُوا. They said, لا إله إلا الله, our Lord is Allah, and then afterwards they, اتَّقَامُوا.
They were upright and on the straight path,
yes.
Upon la
ilaha illallah. Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, one day he was on the minbar making a preach. He said, and after he read this verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اتَّقَامُوا, he said, اتَّقَامُوا وَاللَّهِ, I swear by Allah, that they were straight in the way of Allah for the obedience of Allah. And afterwards they didn't, وَهُوهُ رَوَعَانَ فَعَالِهُ, like foxes. They went in wrinkled line, you see, but in straight line. They didn't have made the whole
appearance of
the, yes. Then when you said, I am the servant of Allah, keep being servant of Allah. Don't make an exception for the servant, servant for the devil, for the shaitan. And the Prophet used to keep certain prayer in his prayer, in his supplication. He used to say, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik.
The Prophet said, always in his du'as, he always kept certain du'as, and one of them was, oh, the one who changes the heart, keep my heart firm on your religion.
Then the companions asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you keep, constantly this du'a? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna quluba bani adama kullaha bayna isba'ayla min asaba al-Rahman ka qalbin wahidin yutafifu wa hayfu wa sha.
Barely the hearts of mankind are between the fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He changes them and he drives those hearts as he wills. Okay, you must put one and put so one thing we know here, the Prophet called Allah, addressed Allah as the one who changes his heart, as changes the heart, which means this is one of Allah's names. Even though it's not in the Quran, it's in the Sunnah. Second thing is that the Prophet said that verily Allah has fingers. Those fingers befit His majesty and His glory, different from our fingers, which befit our nature and our imperfect nature and our mistakes and faults.
And there is here some linguistic point, but it's very important. The terminology in Islam has so many links to the original linguistic meaning. Then if we take the word al-qalb, al-qalb, the heart, what is the meaning of al-qalb? Why was it named so in Arabic? Al-qalb, because it, al-qalb is, this movement and
exactly.
Yes.
In English, heart means what? The center of something. In Arabic, heart means, it's derived from the word in which foot flops. Back and forth. Exactly. Back and forth.
And therefore, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّمَا there are so many words like this. You mean the word matter, for example, the word, man, money, the man. In Arabic, some scholars say that it is mal because it yamil bisahibi. Yamil.
Some scholars have a derivation of the word mal. Mal in Arabic commonly means money. The origin of this word means male, which means that it swords. So that money is used or swords depending on who owns that money.
Yes. And the zahab, because it's gold. Zahab means gold. Or when?
Zahab is gold, and zahab also means gone away. So the gold goes away.
Yes. Fadda, because it's from fadd.
Silver also has a meaning, a second meaning of it, in that it is let go.
No. So qalb, because the qalb is
flip-flop.
The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبَ مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ.
Prophet ﷺ said that really the heart was called that because it flip-flops.
إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ, Prophet ﷺ, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ كَمَثَلِ رِيشَةٍ فِي أَصْلِ شَجَرَةٍ يُقَلِّبُهَا الرِّيحُ ظَهْرًا لِبَطْنٍ. This is an authentic hadith.
So he should touch the feather?
Feather, yes.
The Prophet ﷺ said, although it's very light,
the feather touches near the root of the tree. And the wind, you know,
exactly, plays with left and right.
And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, لَقَلْبُ إِبْنِ آدَمْ أَشَدُّ الْقِلَابًا مِنَ الْقِبْرِ إِذَا اتَّجْمَعَتْ غَرَيَانًا.
Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith that verily the heart of the son of Adam is flip-flops more or changes and turns more than a pot of boiling water.
And so the Prophet ﷺ means to say in his supplication, يا ولي الإسلام وأهله مسكني الإسلام حتى ألقاك عليه.
The person needs to address Allah and make dua to Allah and say this,
يا ولي الإسلام وأهله.
Guardian? Yeah. O guardian of Islam and the people. O Allah, you are the guardian of Islam and the people, the Muslims.
If you will speak in Islam,
hold for me my Islam until I meet you with it.
And therefore, Abdullah ibn Saud, one of the companions, radiallahu anhu, used when he ascended on Al-Safa, ground of Safa in Hajj, he used to pray to Allah, saying, Allahumma innaka kulta fi kitabika du'uni astajib lakum. Wa ana as'aluka kama hadaytani lil Islam.
So Ibn Mas'ud used to, when he used to go during Hajj and climb upon the Safa mountain, he used to say, O Allah, you have commanded us to make dua to you. With the statement, call upon me, when Allah says in the Quran, call upon me, I will answer you. And now I ask you, as you have guided me to Islam, that you do not take it away, snatch it away from Islam from me, until I meet you, and I still have that.
And the Prophet ﷺ used in traveling, in time of traveling, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of traveling. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawr ba'd al-kawr. Let me explain this. You know, excuse me, brother. If I have something amama like this, there is a word in Arabic, takwir al-amama. If I want to fix the amama on my head, I make round it here. You know, this is called, this rounding for fixation is called takwir. The opposite is tahwir. You see?
Unwind, exactly.
Unwind. Winding is takwir, the color. It becomes like the kora. Kora means the bone. Like, you know. So he asked refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from unwinding after winding.
MashaAllah.
Why in traveling? Because in travel, the man may be exposed to fitan, to more fitan. He may, you know, yitafahal.
Loosen and slacken up in his religion.
Yes, in case of Safar especially. You see, because also in Arabic, Safar called Safar, and here in traveling, because هو يسفر عن حقيقة أخلاق الشخص. Yes, some of Safar, you know, Sufur means exposure of face, of the truth. And after Subh, sunrise, right?
The word safar, which we understand modern Arabic as travel, it also has the meaning of exposing. So the Prophet ﷺ said that daily traveling exposes the person's manners and his deeds. Because, as the Shaykh said in a statement before that, that during travel, a person is exposed to many new fitnas, new tasks, new turmoil. So therefore, this traveling exposes who he really is.
And in case of his residence in his home, he may do good things because he's controlled by the media, by his friends who know him. But in traveling, the reality of him comes, you know, is exposed because he fear nobody. So the Prophet especially in traveling, he began to say in a long supplication, "Allahumma inni a'udhubika min al-hawr ba'd al-kawr." You see? Or ba'd al-kawn in another version. Al-kawn is
the heart is affected by the arrows of desires and misconceptions in belief.
Yes. And therefore, when heart is exposed to these arrows, you see, there is a very dangerous change will come to the heart. Maybe in fact, yani it's a tanyat, it's a tanyat, with him. It's a tanyat,
yani. Perhaps a person might loosen up in his religion.
Just the day he believed, or before he believed that this thing is haram, today it is okay, it's permissible. You see, according to more knowledge, but according to more hawa, to more desire. You see, he believed that something is an obligation in our heart. This is the beginning, not the hearts of others. When you have to listen to a preach, not say these words are for others, but I am very good. No, but accuse yourself. Suppose that there is nobody on this earth who is commanded to be a Muslim and to work for Islam except you alone. You see, then the change begins here in our heart, and the sunnah of jihad is to begin with the closest enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يَلُونَكُمْ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ. When you fight for the sake of Allah, when you make jihad, begin with the kuffar, the disbelievers which are closer to you than others. And therefore, the first enemy is inside this forest, between these ribs. This is the first enemy. You have to struggle against it before.
What is the ayah?
قاتلوا الذين يلونكم من الكفار وليجدوا فيكم غلظة.
أين هذا؟
في آل عمران أو النساء. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.
The very Allah does not change a people's condition until they change that which is in their hearts.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الجهاد أن يجاهد العبد نفسه وهواه.
The best of jihad, the Prophet ﷺ said, is for the slave, for the worshipper, to make jihad against his desires and his own self.
Yeah. And there is a point says, بِذُنُوبِنَا دَامَتْ تَنِيَّتُنَا وَاللَّهُ يَكْشِفُهَا إِذَا تُبْنَا. بِذُنُوبِنَا دَامَتْ تَنِيَّتُنَا. Our disaster or calamity?
Yeah, our calamity occurred because of our sins.
وَاللَّهُ يَكْشِفُهَا إِذَا تُبْنَا.
And it continues because of our sins. Our calamities occur and continue because of our sins.
وَاللَّهُ يَكْشِفُهَا إِذَا تُبْنَا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove these calamities if we make tawbah to Him, if we repent to Him.
So brothers, so many people think that the beginning of guidance is to make repentance to Allah. No, it's not to make repentance. There is some step before it. This step is al-qiyamah. Qiyamah for the heart. You know, qiyamah like getting up from sleep.
Wakening up.
Yes, wakening up. You see, to expect the danger if you go on this way. You see, this is the beginning. To make a qiyamah, to wake up. You see, and if there is a danger if you go on this way. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِظُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ.
لكن وفرادة ثم تتفكروا. قل إنما أعظكم بواحدة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily I advise you, I admonish you with one thing.
أن تقوموا لله.
And that you stand up for Allah.
I think that not stand up, it means wake up.
Oh, yeah. It's at, to wake up for Allah.
Mathna wa farada.
Individual, mathna?
In pairs.
In pairs or?
Individually. ثم تتفكروا.
And then you'll be able to think.
Yes. When he said mathna wa farada, pairs and individual, because you know, when the public is very much really disordered, nobody can think. But Allah, you see, think deeply. ماذا صاحبكم في الجنة؟ In another verse, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said to his prophet, قم فأنذر.
And Allah also said, O messenger, stand up, wake up and warn.
And أصحاب الكهف, the people of the cave, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض.
And the people of the cave, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said about them that they awoke. And then they said, our Lord is Allah.
My dear brothers, there is also a very good hadith. We, especially in this country, need to remember it every now and then. This hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is speaking about the effect of fitan on the heart. Nobody can be exposed for fitan. Fitan here? Disclosure.
Affliction.
You know, no heart is exposed for affliction except it should be affected. What? How is it affected? By, yani, you know, it's a difficult hadith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "طرر بالفتن على القلوب كالحصير عودا عودا." If there is a stroke and you sleep it without some clothes in your skin, there is an impression.
Yeah.
You see, if you sleep and stand up, you notice an impression from this
straw.
It affects your skin. So the Prophet said the effect of fitan on your heart is like, you know, this impression. It should make an impression in your heart, whether it increases your iman or it decreases it. But you should be affected as long as you are exposed to it. If you have a strong, believing situation from the fitan, your iman will increase and your heart will be wanted. On the other side, if you react with the fitan, the affliction, you accept them, you are attracted to them, then your heart will be lacking. Then the Prophet says, "Tawar bil fitan al qulub ka ard al hasir." Like you see, fitna after fitna. It's ard al hoi asar or fitan.
Ard exposed.
Yes. Constant exposure to fitan al qulub ka ard al hasir ard al hamla. فأي قلب أشربها فهار which reacts to it accept the affliction look at the pain of سوداء there would be a black point printed in the heart on the first fitna another thing nearing to it another black dot and so on until the, you know all the heart is very black not only very black it also you know comes like it. Can the wisdom, can if I want to put something inside this wisdom, can it fit? No. You see, this heart is mankus, makatir mahlub, overturned. You see, this is the effect of fitan. If you accept, if you look to the fitan with one eye, she will advance you by both eyes. You see, because you began, you opened its door, you exposed yourself to them. So the hero is not the person who is fixed in facing the fitan. The hero or the true heroism is not to be exposed to fitan. Because as long as you are exposed, you may succeed or you may fail. But if you don't,
السلام
على
أبن هسيء. You're safe and you have no problem.
Yes. So the Prophet said, تُعَرَ الْفِتَنَ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَالْحَصِيرِ like this fruit, you know, line after line, you see. عُودًا عُودًا فأي قلب أشربها the heart to accept it, work it at sin in certain sawdah. There is a black impression on his heart. وَأَيُّ قَبِّلْ أَنْكَرَهَا said, no, this is against Allah's commands and against the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at the same person by God. This effect is wiping the people. You think the heart will be whitish. Hatta at the end, the heart, at the end of this vision of fitan, exposure of fitan, hearts are distinguished into two kinds or two hearts. Qalbin, abyada mithl safa, like the snow. You know, it's very white, like the snow, like safa, like the snow. This is the first heart, and this heart will not be hurt by any fitna forever. And the other heart is aswad murhaddan can cause mudakhiyan, you know, inverted mudakhiyan, turn it over, you see. Will not make use of any bridge, because it cannot be settled in it, because its bottom is open. You see, this is the case of the heart which reacts with fitan and accepts fitan. Can we go on? What about the method for fixation of iman? From the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is merciful, He taught us how to avoid fitan, how to increase our iman, how to be fixed to this great form. The first mean is to have a very thick relation with the Quran, to be very close to the glorious Quran, because it is the first means of fixation on iman. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه تطيلا. يعني الله has revealed the Quran part after part, not the whole at one time, in order to fix your heart, O Muhammad, to fix your heart. Then the heart, the Quran is the first means to fix iman in our heart. The question is, why is Quran the first means of fixation of iman in our heart? First of all, because Quran plants iman in the earth of our heart, and threatens, you know, the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because I can't use the word of brainwash, you see, because very usually use it in bad things. Yes. Yes. But you know, the Quran usually supply you the Quran usually, if you have a relation, continuous relation with the Quran, the Quran supplies you from time to time by your arm, by which you can deal with all fitan, whether passions or desires or misconceptions, and it gives you the measure through which you can judge the media or the things you are exposed to. For example, when the disbelievers in the beginning of the da'wah, when the revelation stopped for some period in the beginning, they laughed at the Prophet ﷺ and said, oh, your Lord has said farewell to you. He said goodbye to you, where is the revelation you claimed it came to you? Then the revelation came directly saying, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. And when the disbelievers accused the Prophet ﷺ that he was taught this Quran by a Roman man in Mecca, the revelation came directly and said, لسان الذي يرشدون إليه أعجمي وهذا لسان عربي مبين.
After they claimed that he was taught by a Roman person, usually revealed the person, the tongue of that person who they are saying that you learned from is a foreign tongue, it's a non-Arabic tongue, and the one which and the language of the Quran is the tremendous or the for which they attack Arabic language.
When one of them, when I appeal, says to the Prophet, excuse me, I can't go with you for jihad in Great Syria, because I heard that the women are very beautiful, and I'm afraid I can't come for myself. Then the regulation came directly. منهم من يقول غلي فلا تسكن لي فلا تسكن لي منهم من يقول غلي فلا تسكن لي فقد انا في مثل فلا تسكن لي Thank you.